We were, okay, our mission was in part to run a jail in Karbala on the night of October 17th in 2003. Six people were brought in by the Iraqi police. When these people were brought in, they were appeared to be beaten already badly. They were lined up on the concrete wall, and they interlaced, we told them to interlace their fingers, which is a form of control, because you can grab your middle finger and your index finger and squeeze them together, and it's quite painful. Interlace their fingers, place their foreheads on the concrete wall, cross your ankles, and put your hands on top of your head so we can search you and process you in. They were tagged, they were searched, and they were also beaten, not just by Americans, but by Bulgarian soldiers and by Polish soldiers, by Iraqi policemen, and by me. I grabbed the man by the jaw, and I looked him in the eye, and I slammed his head up against the wall. And I looked him again in the eye and said, "You must have been the one that killed Grilly." This all took place also in the presence of a lieutenant, my lieutenant, within earshot of many NCOs. I never found out what happened to these people, these six prisoners. I don't know whether they, where they went. I don't know anything about that. And I'm up here today to speak on behalf of all the people who haven't returned home, who can't speak. This isn't just some isolated incident. This happened in the presence of NCOs, commissioned officers, and coalition forces, not only as participants, but also as witnesses.